This is All of It. I'm Kusha Navadar filling in for Allison Stewart. My next guest, the Tunisian-born, New York City-based artist Amel, is coming out with a new album this Friday. It's called Mra. Here's a short clip. Amel's musical career could be described as always evolving, always pushing. In college, she played in a metal band, then fell in love with the sound of Joan Baez and folk music. Her international breakthrough was the song Kemti Hora, which means My Word is Free, a protest song that was effectively banned in her home country, but became a hit across Southwest Asia and North Africa during the Arab Spring. In 2015, Amel was even invited to sing at the concert for the Nobel Peace Prize. Around the same time, she officially relocated to New York City, where she's been for the last decade, and it's where she recorded part of her new album. The title, Mra, translates to woman in Tunisian Arabic, and that's a nod to the fact that the album was created by a team of female producers, musicians, technicians, artists, rappers, and composers. To preview the album ahead of its release, I'm delighted to be joined by Amel live in WNYC Studio 5. Amel, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Could you start us with the song?
Sure.
Et ce sentiment épais perçant. L'amour. L'amour.
كان زمان لم يزل أين الهوى إن لم يكن ذنبي إلى هذا الورى سكري بها أو بالندم. كان زمان لم يزل أين الهوى إن لم يكن ذنبي إلى هذا الورى سكري بها أو بالندم. كان زمان لم يزل أين الهوى إن لم يكن ذنبي إلى هذا الورى سكري بها أو بالندم. كان زمان لم يزل أين الهوى إن لم يكن كان زمان لم يزل أين الهوى إن لم يكن.
Where I need to be. Love will take me where I need to be. Love will take me where I need to be. Love will take me where I need to be. ازم باور من فهمیدم یه چاله است این حرفایی که خامن چون بهش کردی مادر ته اینا چیزی نیست جز تصور این بشر تو معتقد بهش باش بزا منم باشم بیترم مثل شرط عقیدت به پای خودت هرچی داری بزا سلش جنگیدن کی میدونه تاریخ توی کتاباشون دروغه یا فکت و حقیقه ولی انتخاب من احساس و عشق هم دیگه است نمیدونم کی میتونه بگه یکیمون بوده اون یکیمونه بسن چشم تو بهت میگم بگی کورم دیگه بیشتر از این یه جا نمیمونم میخوام راه برم هر جا که نمیتونم بذار بشناسم فرقی که نمیدونم هر جوری که دلت خواست برو زندگی کن دلت شو کسی حقش این نیست بهش بر بگیم عوض نشو یه شک باش اصلا بلش کن مهم نیست کی بهت گفت از جهنم و بهش تو فقط دلت خوش بذارش بشکنه دل اسمو بذارش بشکنه دل اسمو
زمان لم يزل أين الهوى إن لم يكن يا ربنا رب السماء هل يسخر الدهر بنا كان زمان لم يزل إنه دبينا ربنا رب السماء هل يسخر الدهر بنا
If you're just listening in, this is All of It on WNYC. I'm Kusha Navadar, and we're lucky to have Amel in studio talking about her upcoming album, Mra, and that was L'Amour. Amel, could you explain some of the inspiration behind that song?
So there was a bunch of inspirations behind the song specifically. I think my first inspiration was to do a techno track, which was a really cool challenge because I have never produced or performed a techno track, and I was really having fun geeking on the software and playing around with bass sounds and really like glitches. And and then I met Lizza, who co-produced this track with me initially, and I started actually playing around with languages. I thought that I didn't want this song to be like in just one language, and I wanted to record some French. And actually, I have a few poetry references. I'm a huge fan of poetry, and I discovered two Arab poets, Rada Samen, who explores the theme of love a lot and very intensely in her poetry, and which is why like we hear L'Amour, and the song is called L'Amour. So I'm trying to describe this immense and intense feeling that's deep, that's like really that could be like a little bit too intense. That can take us off, you know, the rails we're on. So this is a little bit what the song explores, and that's why like we have all these rhythm switches. And I also wanted to invite Justina, who's an Iranian rapper, one of the most amazing rappers I've ever heard. She has such an amazing flow, and of course her part is definitely like super political. So yeah, we're like talking about love, but in a very unexpected way. We're breaking a bunch of rules. We're pushing a bunch of boundaries here. It's one of the tracks that I'm most excited about.
Yeah, it got me excited. I speak Farsi, and it's funny to listen to the rap section, and I heard words like book and people pop out that I wasn't expecting, and I'm like, oh, this is my brain working by just listening.
Oh, wow.
I love hearing the multiple languages on there. For you, do certain languages work better in certain contexts to express things than other languages, or how do you pick between which language you want to record in?
It's a very interesting question, because when I started music, I started singing in English, and that was the language that I felt most comfortable with. But then eventually I realized, so I actually speak Arabic, and I should try to do my own thing. And somehow for a bunch of years, I found some formula where I was using Tunisian Arabic, which is a language that's not very often sung, because in the Arab region, most the two dialects that dominate are Lebanese and Egyptian. So it's also like my way of always saying no and being a rebel. And also I thought that my way of writing Tunisian Arabic was a little bit more in the direction that I wanted, which was more revolutionary, more rock. Like, and I take also inspiration from poets like Gibran Khalil Gibran, where, you know, the poetry is not smooth, it's raw, it's, you know. So I don't know, like at some point after moving to New York, after a few years, I released an album almost entirely in English, and I started being nostalgic to singing in English, because the way to use my voice and the way to write vocals is completely different from English to Arabic. And I think most of the time I just write songs that are not necessarily for me to mm-hmm. sing. So I'd be like going like from these low notes to these high notes. And when I started singing and writing in English again, I felt that I found something that was really me, and that was kind of in between. And eventually, like for this record, I think I made peace with English, Arabic, and French, and I decided to just let any language come to my mind, because I think each music also calls for the right, you know, it's the balance between the rhythm and the beat. And I enjoyed also mixing languages.
Well, I think that you've got another song for us, Massive Will. Would you be able to play that one for us?
Phew. Yay.
Wow, this is All of It on WNYC. I'm Kusha Navadar, and we're in studio live with ML, the musical artist. Her new album, Emra, is coming out. We just heard her perform Massive Will. ML, Emra seems to be a really story-driven album. One song, Maurice, is about an immigrant abused by employers. Another, Mazelle, is about a trans woman and assault survivor. How do these stories come to you?
It's social media. Like, this is probably the good side because it really confronts us to what's happening, but in a very, very direct way. And you're really in touch with people. And I'm someone that likes to be in touch with my fan base. I'm always checking my messages because there's so many interesting people out there And I think I'm very lucky because somehow the people that listen to my music, they always have amazing things to say. They're deep. I love that part of my job. Mm. And the trans woman story was someone that initially wrote to me because she likes my music. And then she started, you know, just telling me her story, but like in a very poetic way. And I kind of like read between the lines what was obvious. And I was deeply moved, and I really wanted to write about it. I don't know. I had that drive when you're like, oh my God, I have this strong emotion. I have to write it. And I hope, I mean, I did justice, but I really also felt, even though I didn't suffer what she went through, but I felt a parallel because for me, this album was also a way to like not surrender. This album is a way, you know, to control my destiny and my future and not be a victim. There's so many different ways for us to be a victim, and especially me as an Arab African woman, I feel that there's always so much expectations, and there's so many ways the Western medias try to define me, and I felt stripped from my many layers over the years. So I wanted through this album to, like, you know, say things a little bit more straightforward, like boom.
Do you share the song with the fan before it's released?
I did.
What happens? What's that like?
It's a big moment because, you know, if she hates it over, but luckily she really loved it. And I thought it was very important for me to share, it because, I didn't want to, I mean, I love the song. I knew we did a good job in arranging it and producing it, but of course her feedback was the most important for me. And this album is like ultimately is about stories of invisible violence. Mm. And in the times we're in right now, I felt it was really important to tell all these stories because there's so much invisible violence. And the Me Too movement just started like not too long ago, but I feel there's still so much to denounce. This is so much that we need to talk about. And as a woman, I didn't feel I was really helping other women by just putting myself in the front line. I thought like this is not enough. Like I can be a strong woman and inspire people, but that's not enough. I have to share my platform. Whatever platform I have to share it with other women and give them hope, give them opportunities so that it's, for me, this album is much more than an album. I mean, I wish for it to be like more of a movement where us women also start breaking all the inherited, you know, wrong ideas that we're rivals, that we can't trust each other, that when we get in a studio and there's a woman behind the board, we don't feel comfortable. This is all real. Yeah. I'm talking about things that I personally experience, and I try to break all of those, you know, wrong habits one by one while doing this album.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we are talking to the artist ML about her upcoming album, Imra. That description that you have about creating a platform for people and having music be a part of a movement, I think it is something that so many musicians can relate to. And you yourself have been able to see your music make a big difference. There's one more performance I think we've got. Rise, I'd love to hear it. Since this is a live show, I just want to point out we have a clock here, and I think we have just enough time to hear the whole song. But what I'm going to do, just to be safe, is thank you before we get to the song for the album.
Thank you.
And for coming and for performing. The album is out Friday, correct?
Yes.
Imra, ML, take it away.
I will run. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.